Here's another audio-only segment. Let's get into some of the details of the balance sheet. So the first thing we're going to do is start off describing this as a description of everything that can be owned. That's going to be defined as being our assets. And all those assets have to be owned by somebody. Now, that somebody can be either somebody else, and those are indicated by liabilities, or they can be the actual owners of the firm, the owner equity. What's important about what I just described is it actually forms an identity. It's the balance sheet equation. The total dollar value of the assets will always equal to the dollar value of the liabilities and the owner equity. Now, before we go on, let's take a moment just to look at a couple of examples of how this balance sheet identity works out. We're going to look at how you can purchase a car, and we're going to look at three different ways. First way we're going to look at purchasing a car is with cash. Second way we're going to look at purchasing the car is on credit. We're going to take out a loan. And the third way that we're going to do it is by expanding the owner equity. So let's take a look at that cash position first. If you go ahead and decide to purchase a car with cash, what you're doing is you're taking one kind of asset, cash, and transforming it into another kind of asset, a car. We'll find out a little bit later that cash is something that's called a current asset, and a car is something that's called a fixed asset. But what's happening is that asset side of the balance sheet cancels itself out. You'd see an increase in the fixed assets of, say, $10,000 for a car, and a decrease in the current assets, so $10,000 for the cash. And those two cancel each other out, so the net change in the assets is zero. If you move on the other side of that balance sheet equation, because all our assets have to equal to the sum of the liabilities and owner equity, we did it with cash. There is no change in liabilities. That means that we didn't take out any additional loans. There's no change in owner equity. That remains exactly the same, and that's an example of purchasing something with cash. Now, we can also make the same purchase by taking out an automobile loan. And so what you can envision is that you're going to purchase the car and at the same time take out a loan. Now, you're not using up your cash. We're going to skip the part where the loan, you know, funds itself and then flows out again. We'll start before you're going to make that transaction and then hit to after you have the car. But what happens is that you will see on the balance sheet this fixed asset, which is this car, and call it a $10,000 car. Now, assets have gone up. If that balance sheet identity is supposed to hold, then something on the other side, either owner equity or liabilities, also has to change. Now, the way that we're thinking about this right now is that we're taking out a loan. And so what you'd also see is on that liability side of the balance sheet equation, you'd see an increase, an automobile loan of exactly the same size of that asset you took out. So what you're seeing is that as assets went up by $10,000, your liabilities also went up by $10,000, so the balance sheet equation still holds. Now, there's another way that we can try pulling this off, and this is by asking the owners of the firm for additional investment. So you can picture that there's a manager of the firm sitting out there who decides that the firm does need a new car. And so the new car is purchased. In order to fund it, the manager goes to the owner of the firm and says, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you go ahead and make an additional investment? And so that owner of the firm goes to his personal checkbook, writes a check to the firm, hands it to the manager, and it goes in as an increase in owner equity. He made an additional investment there. So what you're seeing for this transaction, where the owner is funding the new purchase, you see an increase in your assets. That's the car going in there. And on the other side of the balance sheet equation, you see no change in liabilities, but you also see an increase in owner equity. That's exactly the same size of the car, an additional $10,000. And that's an example about how that balance sheet equation works out and how the balance sheet actually does, to a certain extent, balance itself out.